there was a primary request by Mr. Ruto's defense to be excused from being present at the trial. And as a subsidiary way, there was an alternative request. In case the first one was rejected, the defense counsel was asking for a participation by video link. The ICC judges, the trial chamber, has decided today to grant the primary request, meaning the excusal from being present at the trial, except for key hearings of the opening, the closing, the statements of the parties, and when the victims will be presenting their personal concerns and views, as well as when the verdict will be pronounced, and eventually, if applicable, all the issues related to sentencing and reparations for the victims, etc., if applicable. So since the first and the primary request, which is to be excused under some conditions from being present at the trial, has been granted by the trial chamber, the trial chamber did not need to examine the subsidiary request for the video link. So that's to be precise about what has happened. So Mr. Ruto is now excused from being present at his trial, except for the important hearings that I mentioned.
Some people are saying that this will place an undue hardship on the people of Kenya, since they would have to foot the bill of the deputy president to fly to The Hague. What do you say to that?
Well, we need to clarify a very important point. The ICC is not trying the deputy president of Kenya. The person who is at trial before the ICC is Mr. Ruto in his personal capacity and not in his official capacity. So it's not linked to his position. It's only linked to his person. And he is requested to be here, as I said, in his personal capacity and not as deputy head of state.
Recently, the prosecutor has said that Kenya has not been cooperating with the ICC. The attorney general in Kenya has said that they have been cooperating with the ICC. So what is the next step forward concerning this impasse?
Well, this issue has been presented before the judges. There is no decision yet, but the different views has been expressed and observations submitted to the judges, who can decide on what would be the correct and adequate measures to implement here.
The prosecutor also threatened to report this issue to the Security Council if Kenya refuses to cooperate. Is there any move in that directive that this will happen?
Well, first we need to clarify that it's not for the prosecutor to bring issues of non-cooperation to the Security Council. It's only for the judges to make eventually findings of non-cooperation of a state that has the obligation to cooperate with the ICC, like in Kenya. And in case of non-cooperation, then the judges can inform the assembly of the state parties to their own statute, so the 122 states that are parties to their own statute, and then this assembly will have to decide what is the adequate measure. The issue of the Security Council can be used only if the investigation has been opened by a request or upon a request by the Security Council, which is not the case for Kenya.
Is everything set for the trial to begin?
The trial for Mr. Ruto is scheduled for the 10th of September 2013, and this date has been set after the judges heard the observations of all the parties and ensured that all of them will have sufficient time to prepare.